Chapter 112 Big Shot Dad Teaches How to Be a Good Person Too, 2. Translator. Zia. Editor. Ellie. Over the years, Luo Yukin always mentioned that she stayed at home as a housewife for the original host. If it weren't for the original host and the child, she could earn more than him if she worked outside. At times like this, the original host felt guilty for holding Luo Yukin back and also moved by her sacrifice, giving up her career and dreams to be a housewife at home. In response, he worked even harder to earn money and devoted more time to accompany Luo Yukin. Because Luo Yukin often said that being alone at home was too lonely and painful. If she had worked from the beginning, she wouldn't be so lonely now. Moreover, he was only 32 years old, working for 10 years, climbing the career ladder step by step without any background or support. It was already quite remarkable. In the company, holding the same position, he was the youngest and the earliest to be promoted. His monthly bonuses were always the highest, as his performance consistently ranked first. However, when Luo Yukin didn't love him and felt disgusted, everything he did was wrong. What did you say? Luo Yukin was taken aback. Previously, when she talked about these things, Su Yuyang would only apologize with a guilty face, work even harder to earn money, and compensate her with gifts, like buying her a handbag. He would never suggest she go to work because he would feel inadequate in that case. But now, he actually said she should go to work? Well, since you will earn more money, you can go to work. I'll take care of our daughter. Su Yuyang spread his hands indifferently. He wasn't the original host who believed that men should earn money to support the family, while beautiful women could stay at home. Su Yuyang had just been financially supported by a female CEO. If Luo Yukin could support him like that female CEO, he wouldn't mind. Do you still have any humanity? How can you let a woman go to work? Are you planning to freeload at home? You useless man. As she spoke, Luo Yukin, infuriated, reached out her hand, wanting to slap Su Yuyang. Hey Tilda, originally, I didn't want to make things clear. Since you insist on forcing me, then let's get a divorce. Go find your Mr. Chen. Su Yuyang couldn't be bothered with this woman. He knew that if she was really forced to go to work, she definitely wouldn't. She preferred indulging in luxury at home, having someone else give her money. If she was in a bad mood, she could even scold her husband for being useless. Blaming her husband for everything, she was the most wrong person in the world, living the worst life. All the evils came from her husband. She had no sense of responsibility, and even the things she demanded from her husband, she couldn't do 1% of them. He had originally wanted to give this woman a chance. If she had a bit of conscience, she wouldn't continue to scold her resigning husband while having an affair. What was she thinking? If she had an affair with her husband's boss, did she expect her husband to continue working for her affair partner? What nonsense. At the same time, he wanted the daughter to realize what kind of person her mother was, blaming others all the time. It would be better if she learned early what kind of person her mother was, so she wouldn't be influenced in the future. Those people who died at her hands were also wronged. If they had known these facts 3 months earlier, and endured the suffering for 3 more months, it would be fair. Anyway, he didn't have to say it. The woman in front of him, who couldn't be a good mother, would propose a divorce in 3 months and, on the day of the divorce, take their daughter to meet her affair partner. She would tell her daughter how outstanding the man she found was, and how useless her father was. During that time, their daughter, Su Lingding, knew that her mom's affair caused the divorce, but she had always blamed her father in her heart, attributing it to her father's incompetence. As for Uncle Chen, he was indeed powerful, providing her with a lot of money and buying her many things that her dad wouldn't. Although she knew her dad was the victim, she couldn't refuse the money and gifts from Uncle Chen and her mom. By choosing to live with her dad, she had expressed her attitude, trying to make up for her dad. However, her Da-D also had faults. Therefore, she chose to stay away from her dad, be close to her mom, and often go out to play with her mom. Su Lingding had shared these thoughts with the original host during their arguments. Instead of blaming her daughter, the original host felt guilty and had been thinking about how to make it up to her. However, Su Yuyang, who was familiar with the entire plot, thought that Luo Yukin was a heartless person, and Su Lingding was a little heartless as well. The original host was just a saintly-level idiot. Even if that person was his daughter, it didn't mean he had to blindly shoulder everything, right? A 10-year-old child should have the ability to discern right from wrong. Blindly protecting, hiding, and spoiling wouldn't truly help the child grow. This is where the original host's biggest mistake lies. What did you say? Luo Yuqing was stunned. I know about you and manager Chen. Let's get a divorce. Su Yuyang knew that his daughter had opened the front door and was standing there listening to their conversation. Even though she couldn't be seen due to the foyer blocking her, Luo Yuqing, frightened by him, hadn't noticed their daughter, Su Lingding. It's not what you think about me and manager Chen. Luo Yuqing weakly defended herself. If it's not what I think, then what is it? Su Yuyang chuckled, his face full of sarcasm. We just went out for a drink together. If you confess and agree to a divorce, I'll still give you some money. Otherwise, as the one at fault, you won't get a penny. Su Yuyang couldn't be bothered to listen to her lies. Yes, I slept with manager Chen, but so what? You only earned this little in a month, not enough for me and the child. It's your lack of ambition. What did I do wrong? When money was mentioned, Luo Yuqing indeed became agitated. Don't bring up the child. If you worship money, so be it. 30,000 a month isn't enough for you? Sure, go earn it yourself. Su Yuyang remained calm throughout, while the hysterical Luo Yuqing looked like a madwoman. Hey, Su Yuyang, are you deliberately targeting an unemployed housewife? What's 30,000? It's not even enough for a bag from manager Chen. Just wait, we'll get a divorce, and who's afraid of whom? Su Yuyang's calm demeanor amused Luo Yuqing, and she had already schemed in her mind. Since Su Yuyang knew the truth and resigned, things with manager Chen should be settled. Now, after getting a divorce from Su Yuyang and going to manager Chen, he wouldn't reject her. Otherwise, she would expose everything.